Maine Democrats say the LePage administration needs to do more to reduce the numbers of children in severe poverty. They are proposing the state access $150 million in available federal block grant funding. But Governor Paul LePage and other Republicans say the Democrats' plan to expand welfare would actually make many Mainers more dependent on state benefits. A.J. Higgins has her story.
Here in Maine, the poorest of the poor earn about $10,000 a year for a family of three. That's considered deep poverty. And Democratic House Speaker Sarah Gideon says the number of children in deep poverty is rising at an alarming rate.
The percentage of children who are living in deep poverty has increased at a rate that is a staggering eight times the rest of the nation. And here in New England, Maine's rate of deep child poverty has increased at more than twice the rate of any of our neighboring states.
During a State House press conference, Gideon said the LePage administration has opted not to tap into federal block grant money that could be used to expand services for poor Maine families. She's sponsoring a bipartisan bill to help with some basics like housing and heat, create economic opportunities for families to get ahead, and, she says, make it easier for people to get back to work.
It doesn't matter who you are, where you live, or what letter you put after your name. The very idea of any child experiencing the sort of insecurity, instability, anxiety, and hunger that comes with poverty is just not acceptable.
Gideon says that during the years of the LePage administration, poverty, along with childhood hunger, has increased. And pediatricians such as Dr. Stephen Meister say children who experience hunger, poverty, inadequate early education, and inadequate health coverage experience lifelong and permanent consequences.
Children who are born into poverty and live persistently in poor conditions are at greatest risk of adverse outcomes. They don't have an equal opportunity. Poor children tend to remain poor and live in neighborhoods of low economic opportunity. And children in impoverished communities are at risk for bad health outcomes.
Gideon says her measure, known as LIFT, will address the most basic needs of families with children struggling with poverty and help improve their chances for employment later in life. Denise Bazzelli, executive director of the Piscataquis Chamber of Commerce, said about one-fifth of the 10 to 19-year-olds waiting to enter Maine's workforce are living in poverty and struggle to meet the skill requirements needed by employers.
These statistics, everything that we have heard, it should raise alarm bells for Maine businesses. Not only do they foretell rising poverty rates, but they also predict a growing pool of low-skilled workers at a time when Maine needs high-skilled workers. Maine cannot afford to squander the potential and promise of the next generation. They are our future. We must invest in them. And as we heard from Speaker Gideon, we cannot afford to lose even one.
Maine Department of Health and Human Services Commissioner Mary Mayhew opposes the LIFT bill and said Gideon and other Democrats are proposing irresponsible spending through welfare expansion. Mayhew says that rather than lift families out of poverty, Gideon's plan would actually make those Mainers seeking assistance more dependent on state benefits. Lawmakers will be considering the measure over the next few weeks. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.